You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is time to check in with our friends at Lutheran Senior Services. Joining me in the studio this morning, Anne-Marie Utecht. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning, Andy. How are you today?
Great. How are things going at Lutheran Senior Services this week?
Oh, things are going fantastic this week. As always, lots of things going on. So I'm really excited to be here this morning and at our new time, 15 minutes later.
How was that extra 2 minutes of sleep?
Oh, it was glorious. It was glorious. But yeah, so things are going great at Lutheran Senior Services, and today I just want to give people a friendly, helpful tip. So
very good. Bring it on. I like helpful tips.
Bring it on. Well, this tip came about because my fiance's grandmother is moving.
Fiance, congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's very exciting. So I know it's my first time like saying that word out loud. Fiance.
Anyway. Hopefully mom and, you know, hopefully your family knows.
Oh, they were here. Okay. It was great. It was an awesome weekend.
Otherwise, they just found out on the air.
Congratulations. But anyway, his grandmother is getting ready to move. And so we've begun the process of, you know, what's going with her and what is staying behind, mm-hmm. and what do we need to give away maybe to some other relatives or even what needs to be sold, which lead me to think, man, even my own life sometimes needs a little bit of decluttering. And so I have some 4 tips that is good for everyone to remember when they're decluttering their life. So get a pen and pencil, Andy, because
all right,
you look like a very clean person though. Very organized.
Looks are deceiving. Just don't open the drawers. It looks fine on top of the desk. Just don't open the drawers.
Oh, that's so funny because I titled this A Drawer a Day is my 4 tips. Okay. So everyone listening, here's how to declutter your life. It's going to be super simple. 1 is to create an action plan. So I'm a big list maker. And so if I take things and I'm like, okay, I need to do this and I need to do this and I'll clean out this, because no general goes into battle, no building is constructed, and no house becomes decluttered without a plan. So defining goals is your first thing. Create an action plan. And then the second thing is to identify what you can't live without. So make a list of the must-haves, those things you can't possibly part with. And it can be emotionally difficult because I love cards. I keep cards from every single person who's ever sent me a card. But sometimes you have to go through the card drawer, mm-hmm. and you have to decide that that card is going to go to recycling. Which is a little difficult sometimes. But
Gotta let it go.
And then my 3rd tip is to take it in bite-sized pieces. So break the project down to small pieces and allow yourself plenty of time to organize, make a list of small projects, like organizing those drawers in the kitchen and bedrooms. You start with the junk drawer in the kitchen, you move to the towel drawer and the bedroom drawers, and then it's not going to be overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And this is something that our move-in resource specialists at Lutheran Senior Services talk about all the time. How to start early, how to start in mm-hmm. small bite-sized pieces so that when you do finally get to that move, it's not as much of a big stressor as sure. maybe you originally thought it would. So,
great tips.
Bite-sized pieces for everyone. And the last one is maybe get the advice of a specialist. So you might need some help. And maybe a specialist is that really organized aunt in your family who's like got scrapbooks. I have one of those. She's got scrapbooks and they're all organized by year. And then you can find all her supplies. Like, there are just people who are naturally gifted in organizing. And I bet you all have one in your family. So if you're looking to downsize or to even move or clean out a space, reach out to those mm-hmm. people. And so I mentioned at Lutheran Senior Services, we have move-in specialists. So mm-hmm. just really quickly, for those of you that don't know, this is a free service that we offer to anyone who's moving to an LSS community. So they come in and they first off look at your house and, okay, if you need help selling it, they've got realtors on hand. But then they also go through and help you pick out, you know, hey, these are the important pieces, the things that I want to bring with me when I move to an LSS community. And they'll bring their huge drawing boards and will help you place furniture at your new place. They'll help with movers and everything. So if you're looking for a specialist, if you are thinking of considering mm-hmm. moving to an LSS community, this is the icing on top of the cake.
Joy and her staff are just amazing.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We had so much fun last year going over to Hidden Gems. We're going to do it again.
Are you? What day? Yeah.
We don't have the date set yet, but
okay,
we're going to do it again.
Okay, well, let me know, and I'll come over and buy a bunch of stuff.
I remember that from last year. That's when I first met you.
It was. Oh, yeah. It was a good day.
Remember Joni bought the sofa?
I think she bought this huge sofa.
She loves it, too.
It's a sleeper
sofa. She talks about it all the time.
Oh, it's a great
sofa.
She
brags about it all the time. I got a great deal on this FlexSteel sofa over at Hidden Gem. She's telling folks about it all the time.
Exactly. Oh, because how can you pass up a really good sofa that people can sleep on as well? You really can't. This is maybe why my life needs a little bit of decluttering. Because I find that great deal and you're like, oh, but this is so awesome.
And sometimes, yes, we just have surplus things in our homes that might be good. That could be useful to someone else. We just have too much sometimes in our homes. And that's where Hidden Gems really is a great resource to help give those special things, those things that are still in good condition, a new home.
Exactly. So we talked about Joy Brothers. She kind of leads all those move-in specialists at LSS. And they had this great idea because they were going into people's homes and they were realizing, you know, they were getting ready to downsize. And they were like, we don't know what to do with all this stuff. Like, where do we send it so that it has a good kind of second life type thing? And so that's why Joy and her team started Hidden Gems, was because they just had this huge need here. And then the bonus part was, everything at Hidden Gems that sold, all the proceeds outside of, you know, staff and those things, goes to support benevolent care at LSS. So it really is you're moving into an LSS community, you have stuff that you don't need, but yet it can go to help support other people as well.
Instead of downsizing, I prefer to use the phrase liberating earthly possessions. Don't you think that's just a different mindset?
I love that. Liberating earthly possessions. You know, I will run that past Joy, and I bet we have a whole new marketing campaign there.
Liberating my earthly possessions. Yeah, it's spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning. Oh, and it's definitely needed.
Declutter.
You know, I was talking about my fiance's grandmother moving. So we've been going through her things, you know, and helping her decide what she wants to go and keep. And she had these, just like myself, saved every letter, every card. So not only do we have, you know, the cards that people sent her, I kid you not, we have two whole boxes of cards that she just bought and never used. We have every occasion. So if anyone is needing a card, we have every card under the sun. Like Hallmark, she basically owns stock in Hallmark. But anyway, we found these great letters between her and her husband, who had passed away a few years ago. Just these amazing love letters to each other that were so, so cute and touching. And you could just see how much they both loved each other. And I think maybe that's where some of the fear comes in, if you come to the point where you need to downsize and get rid of those things, is the fact that you're afraid that you'll lose the memories or you'll lose the connection maybe that you had with someone. And, you know, I think if you could ask anyone, those memories stay with you forever. And we sorted out the cards and we took some of the really, really special ones so that she could take them with her. But that's the thing, you know, you take your memories with you, you take your legacy with you, you take your faith with you wherever you go.
Indeed. Indeed. I've seen some ideas for something like that with letters or cards or children's artwork. Just scan it or take a photo of it.
And then you have an electronic archive.
Right. And then you have it. And then maybe keep one or two that are really special, like you said, if you want to keep one or two that you can actually touch.
They were like the cutest cards ever. We're sitting on the floor like bawling because they're so cute. I'm a sucker for cards.
Well, good to know. In decluttering, great thing to keep those homes nice and organized. And also makes it easier when making that transition, when moving, especially when we get older, and downsizing, or as I like to say, liberating my earthly possessions.
Exactly. So remember, everyone, you want to create an action plan. You want to identify what you can't live without. Take it in bite-sized pieces, but also don't be afraid to get the help of a specialist if you need it.
Yeah, Joy and her staff, they're great. If you're making that transition to Lutheran Senior Services, one of the senior living communities, they're really helpful with that. And then if any of your earthly possessions go to Hidden Gems, then like you said, the proceeds from that support benevolent care at LSS. So.
That's a great thing. Yeah. And like we said, we always take our faith with us, our legacy, our memories. So that did lead me to think about something that I read earlier in the Bible. And it was when the Israelites, you know, they had left Egypt and God had liberated them there. And they were moving on their way, you know, to the promised land. And God was with them during that point. There was that cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. And so even though they were moving from a place that they had called home, and that several times throughout they were packing up and moving and walking, God still always promises to be there. In fact, he said, so when they had finally created the tabernacle, Exodus 40, 34 through 38, then the cloud covered the tent of meeting and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses could not enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled upon it and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And that's an amazing thing. So for anyone who's moving or downsizing, know, you know, when we declutter our lives, when we make new moves into new homes, when we downsize or even come to a senior living community, God promises to continue to be with us and that all the things that are important to us, our faith, legacy, our memories, those come with us too.
Thanks be to God. Yes, He has promised to be with us. We just listened to God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It, just a little bit ago. Nice little reminder, baptism. It's where God makes us His own. And He says, you are mine. I'm not going to let you go.
I know. Never, never.
And He's with us always. Well, thanks, Anne-Marie. Anything coming up at LSS? We just had a Toast for Seniors not too long ago, the golf tournament not too long ago.
I know. I saw you there. It was such a great event. Thanks for coming, by the way.
Fun. We had a blast. Unfortunately, Oscar wasn't so thrilled about being out for dinner that evening, but he made it through. He had the grilled cheese. Have you had the grilled cheese there? It was amazing.
I've had the grilled cheese. I will put it on my list.
Yeah, we had a great time. We had a lot of fun, and it was great to see so many folks out supporting Benevolent Care. I saw the folks from Merrimack Bluffs there.
Oh, they brought a huge bus.
We were dancing later.
That's what I was going to say.
They were so much fun. When they were coming in, I heard someone say, now, if you get too rowdy, we're going to have to take you out.
You're such jokers.
They were so much fun. It was good to see Margaret Cox there as well from Merrimack Bluffs and other staff from LSS. A great crowd, a lot of fun. So glad that it went well. Good results.
It is, whenever we have an event, people come from all over our communities and it's like a big family reunion.
I got that sense.
Awesome.
It was so loud. There were so many people there visiting and talking. It was like a big family reunion.
Uh-huh.
It was a lot like my family reunion because everybody was really loud.
Couldn't get a word in.
No, we didn't get to enjoy the music. We got, unfortunately, we had to head out before the music, but was the music good?
Oh, it was awesome. It's the Johnny Cash tribute band, One More Time. I think that's the name of it. But he was awesome, and the entire band was great, and they're coming back next year. So I think we found a great event that we'll continue to plan and do just because everyone has such a good time.
Well, we enjoyed it, and we hope to do that again. Oh, Meridian Village, an evening at the winery.
Coming up on August 31st, I believe.
30th or 31st. It's coming up at the end of August. Check it out at lssliving.org/events. You can check it out. Anne-Marie, thanks so much for being our guest this morning.
Thank you, Andy. Have a great day.
God's blessings. Coming up in a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. You're listening to His Time.